Time for the rural news with Susan Murray in Kirikiriroa. Kia ora, Susan, and kiwifruit orchard prices have dipped markedly.
Kia ora to you, Marnie. Kiwifruit orchard prices have plummeted 30%, with sales stalling in the prime growing region of Bay of Plenty. A Te Puke-based rural real estate consultant, Stan Robb, says there are virtually no buyers around and sellers are still asking unrealistically high prices. He says Zespri's recent poor performance, high interest rates and on-orchard costs, which have gone up 50% in the past year, are all impacting the market.
I sold 18 orchards in 2 months last year, I think for a total of $150 million, and they averaged $1.8 million a canopy hectare for the gold, $700,000 for green per hectare. Now, I would say you'd be lucky around that 1.4 for gold and, you know, maybe 450 for green, but there's no buyers out there at the moment and nothing selling.
Stan Robb, who's been in the industry 35 years, has witnessed at least 5 major price drops. He says many buyers are waiting to see how much the Sun Gold kiwifruit licence will sell for next month. Mr Robb is expecting last year's average licence price of $800,000 per hectare could be well down, which immediately lowers an existing orchard's value. Biosecurity New Zealand has ramped up border measures to protect the country against foot and mouth disease following direct New Zealand to Bali flights resuming today. The devastating disease was discovered in Indonesia in May last year. Stricter border controls have been in place since then, but from today, Air New Zealand has direct flights bringing up to 1,000 passengers into Auckland a week. Biosecurity spokesperson Mark Inglis says passengers will be given information before they leave Bali and again on the plane.
Then when they arrive, right away, when they come out the gate, they will go through a foot bath that we've got in place, which makes sure that disinfectant, etc., takes off any risk particles when they get off. They'll then be led downstairs into the arrival halls and there'll be a separate lane for them to go through with my people to make sure that they're enhanced risk assessment, and then from there they'll go to search or x-ray, and then at the tail end we'll also have dogs working, etc., just to make sure that biosecurity threat is minimised.
Mark Inglis says passengers should expect additional questioning from officers, and if need be, they'll be directed to undergo full baggage searches. As you may have heard in the business news, New Zealand King Salmon has turned its financial books around. For the year ending January, it made a net profit of $1.9 million. That compares with a loss of $73 million the year before. Chief Executive Graham Tregidger says he's pleased with the result, as the fish company was actually expecting to make a loss.
There's a number of factors that we can attribute that to. It was one of the key ones was a change in how we were operating in our farming model. We realised that the warmer waters in the Pelorus Sound were a troublesome and difficult area for us to be able to go and produce. So we made a decision there to fallow those farms for this year. That resulted in a much improved result around our survival rate, and that can be one of the biggest detriments to profitability. This year was certainly tested with warmer waters, one of the highest on record. So having a great survival rate really did provide a great platform for us to go and build on. But naturally, it did reduce the overall volume that was available.
Graham Tregidger says the cost of fish deaths due to warmer waters increased from nearly $21 million last year to $26 million for the 2023 financial year. A review of existing research on sediment traps has found their effectiveness is highly variable, with results ranging from very effective to terrible. Sediment traps are used on farms to reduce runoff into waterways. Balance Agri-Nutrients commissioned Ag Research to conduct the review to provide new data for its farm decision support tool. Ag Research senior scientist Richard Muirhead reviewed 23 published studies from around the world.
We found there, well, a huge amount of variability, and that's just one of the challenges with dealing with sediments, because not all particles are the same size. And so your effectiveness of removal depends on the size of the particles, and that even depends on the size of the event that runoff event that generates the transport of sediment in the first place.
Mr Muirhead hopes the research will help farmers pick the right trap for their property, as its vital sediment is kept out of waterways as much as possible.
Sediment, when it gets into rivers, has an impact on water quality in two ways. One, it can settle into the bottom of streams and smother bedded streams and impact on the habitat. The other thing it can do is it will discolour the water and change the clarity of that, which affects the way fish can feed and live in streams.
Richard Muirhead from Ag Research. Some apricot growers have harvested only a quarter of their usual crop volume this year. Summer Fruit New Zealand Chief Executive Kate Hellstrom says it means apricot exports have been virtually non-existent. She says frosts in early spring during bud break caused some trees not to fruit at all.
Growers will tell you that they need to diversify their varieties of different apricot varieties to manage their crop throughout the season. So you've got early, mid-season and late-season varieties of all the fruit types. And that does help diversify and protect against those weather patterns when they invariably come through every year. They just throw different challenges at growers each year. So this year it was frosts in central Otago and obviously wet weather in Hawke's Bay. That was pervasive throughout the season, so very difficult to protect yourself against as a grower.
Kate Hellstrom says the final harvest of nectarines and peaches wrapped up last week and quality was generally good. Kia ora te purongo o te tai whenua.
Kia ora, Susan.